because those guys busted their butt all night.
Yeah, we played hard. That was our discussion. It was short and sweet after. We played hard. We got better as the game went on and made fewer mistakes as the game went on. So you take away those little things, you know, the shorthanded goal and a turnover, and who knows? We might be on the other side of this.
What was the explanation you got on the icing that was not called at the end there and they got the tap-in goal for the empty netter?
If our defenseman pinches to try to make a play, the icing is automatically waved off, which I'm kind of unclear on that right now because there was a lot of deep pinching and pucks went all the way to the goal line and the whistle was blown for icing. So I don't know. I didn't read up on it yet. But from the sounds of it, it's at the discretion of the referee.
And that's tough. I mean, it was unlikely we were going to get two goals in the final minute anyway, but you don't know. You had that chance didn't have that chance, obviously, when they tapped it in.
Yeah, and I can understand if our guy makes a play and then he's being lazy coming back, then, yeah, wave it off. But our guy was going hard back to the puck. So who knows? Would we have gotten two? Probably not, like you said, but it's worth it for the kids, and you just like to see things, you know, called even, I guess.
You know, this, you know, 30, a lot of times you have a game, it's 39-17, the shots, you think, man, we just got run over, and it really didn't seem that way. They did certainly do their thing, and they moved the puck well, right? And they had a lot of guys, the Locust boys both had, you know, 4 points, but did it? To you, 39-17, it just didn't feel like one of those games where we were overwhelmed.
I don't think we were too overwhelmed, but Trev did come up big. He made some big saves for us. I thought our defensemen and some of our forwards did a good job of getting sticks in lanes and blocking some shots. So I think where they got quite a few of their shots, obviously, was on the power play. But on that five-minute power play we had in the second period, that was pretty awful to watch considering the time that we work on power play and special teams.
Yeah, and then we give up a shorty, you know, to
give
later.
Give up a shorthanded goal on the next power play. But, yeah, it didn't seem like a 40-shot game, but Trev did come up big and make some saves.
All right, 3 stars in the game. Dean Locust, 4 assists. He moves the puck well. Very talented player for him. Sawyer LaMarche, I thought he played very well for you. Not just that short side goal that he got, but, man, he was busting his butt out there, wasn't he?
He was. I could sense he was going to have a good game since his first couple shifts. He was playing his position very well. He was going hard to pucks. He was digging on the wall, playing hard on the wall. And he was being very patient with the puck. You know, in the first period, he made a very patient play at the blue line to drop a puck to Nick Kolich, and Nick Kolich was able to walk right in. Their goalie made a nice save, but he really showed some patience and poise with the puck, and that's good to see out of a young freshman. And he got rewarded by putting one in the back of the net.
He certainly did. So the number 2 star to Sawyer LaMarche, and then Scott Locust with 4 points, the number 1 star. Certainly, he showed what he could do out there. But so did the Eskimos. You know, if you look at the effort tonight compared to the Marquette game, just night and day.
Totally different team came out to play today, and I'm glad we did that, and I'm glad we rebounded from that game the way we did tonight.
All right, head into the Copper Country. Always easy, isn't it?
Yeah, always easy to play in the D and the Coliseum. So we'll, if we come out like we did tonight and play the game like we did and take the first the last minute out of the first period, we could end up with a win or two. So
yeah, that was, you know, and I was thinking, okay, geez, you know, we just gave up two at the very last minute. They busted their butts for 16 minutes, give up 2 goals. Man, the floodgates might open and we could really get behind here in the second period, and they didn't. They stabilized. They came back out and got that goal, and
right.
You know.
Yeah, that was excellent of these guys to do that. Because, you know, we all know, everyone in the hockey community, how hard it is once you get scored on in the last minute of a period, one goal, let alone two, could deflate a team. But these guys they didn't settle for that. They bounced back and made it a one goal game, but unfortunately we gave up one shortly after that. But they never quit. They kept fighting and scratching and clawing their way to try to score a goal or make a play. So that's good to see from this young group.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good effort.